Darling, you're so sweet helping me set the table. We're a bit early, though. I still need a little bit of help in the kitchen. You'll be able to help me out with that later, right? I am not monopolizing your friend, dear. I'm just happy that they're here with us. After all, whenever you join for a family holiday like this, you have to work twice as hard to make yourself useful, don't you? You're so good. You put up with all of my teasing. Yes, dear, of course I made your favorite mashed potatoes. Yes, your little friend here is actually going to help me out with those in the kitchen very quickly. Well, come on. I'll have you stir the gravy. Why can't you help? The last time I let you into my kitchen, dear nephew, you nearly set one of my pans on fire. I'm not even sure how you managed it. So, you are heretofore banned eternally from my kitchen. It's a good thing you brought your friend who has some sense. I'm only playing with you. But seriously, stay out of my kitchen. All right, dear. Why don't you go join your uncles in the backyard, Haha, very funny. Maybe there will be a new uncle for you to talk to this time next year. Well, you know me. You never know who I might meet. Now run along. I thought he'd never leave. Oh, it's all you don't have to try and hide how flustered you are anymore. Maybe I shouldn't have pounced on you the second that you got in. But you looked so tense. I just really thought that you needed that little shoulder massage. And if this top, is terrible at keeping my boobs from spilling out onto your shoulders while I do, oh, that's not my fault, is it? You did such a good job of maintaining your composure, though. But you look like you were about to break, so I thought I'd make an excuse for you. Well, come on then. I really do need your help in the kitchen. Not everything is a trap. Silly thing. You're cute, though. All right. Here's a spoon. Just keep that going, would you? Just keep stirring until there aren't any more lumps. Super easy. I'm not up to anything. Just a nice, wholesome Thanksgiving dinner for my beloved nephew and his friend. I would never get up to anything untoward in the meantime. Promise. Just keep stirring, dear. I need to get something out of the pantry. Oh, silly thing. I'm sorry to bother you, darling, but can you come and help me in the pantry? Thank you. Yes, it's right up there. Forgot my step stool. Yes, I suppose it is a tight fit. But I bet you won't mind. Nothing. Nothing at all. Perfect. Can't have a good stuffing without this, after all. Or, well, not the kind I can serve tonight, anyway. I know it was terrible, but I had to say something before I did this. Yes, it's safe. No one's gonna come in here for at least an hour. We just have to be quiet. I love my nephew's family, but they never help in the kitchen. Just wonderful for me right now. Let me see. Feels like it's wonderful for you too. Well, do you want to? Yes, right here. It's the safest place in the whole house. Right here in the pantry. You did learn a few things from last time. You already kissed like a dream before, but it's like you know what I like now. I could get used to that. Why don't you pull this top that you've been admiring so much down then? Because I want your hands on my tits while you kiss me. There you go. Such a fast learner. Put your mouth on them. Go on. Look at you. I could practically bury your face in between them. Oh, you'd like that? I bet you would, you dirty thing. All right, then. It's soft, right? Just being surrounded by my warmth. Don't be shy, dear. Massage them with your hands. You're pretty good at that. But I have another use for your fingers right now. Somewhere much more urgent. Just undo the top button of my pants and slide your hand inside. I'm whispering because this house isn't soundproof. If you want to make sure we're not caught, you're going to have to keep quiet too, all right, darling? I knew you'd be good for me. Move your fingers right there. See how easily they slide inside me? I feel lucky at my age that I still get so wet. Of course. Playing with someone as cute as you definitely helps. Just move your palm of your hand onto my clit. Yes. Just like that. Look at me, baby dear. I want to see those gorgeous eyes, will you? Will you eat my pussy? So good. Not letting you eat me out last time. If I'd have known that your mouth was. That you felt this good. Well, now that I know. Definitely. Have to do this again, won't we? Keep moving your fingers while you lick my clit. There's a dear. I know you're touching yourself, will you? Stop. You cheeky thing. I know you've been touching yourself. Well,
while you were eating me out. God, you look cute with my juices all over your face. Let me clean that up for you. Move your hand. So that I can put my hand right here. Back up against the wall. But don't knock anything over. Careful. Just let me take care of you. Don't worry. I put a mat on the floor in the anticipation of possibly trapping you in here later. Oh, I did say it wasn't a trap. Oh. Is it really a trap if you're willing? Let me just get on my knees here. Like the view? Well, your mouth is hanging open a little, so I thought I'd ask. Let's unzip these. These will have to go. Keep it around your knees just in case we need to get dressed really quickly. But for right now, just lean your head back and enjoy, okay? Hold on to that, Mom. We have to be quiet. No matter how much you're enjoying my mouth on you. I wish I could have you for dinner every night. Hear how much harder it is for you to repress those. this month. Don't worry, dear. Just let go into my mouth. Dressed before anybody figures out that we're missing. Are your legs working? Good. Here, let me help you put this back on. Your hands are shaking. There we go. And you have a little flower on your cheek. All better. Now, You said you're staying the night, right? Well then, maybe I'll see you after everybody slipped into a turkey coma, huh? Thanks for being such a great helper in the kitchen.